This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, a national report says wet conditions across the Corn Belt are delaying corn plantings. The Department of Agriculture indicated earlier this week that corn plantings have fallen slightly behind the five-year average, and wet weather this week in the Midwest will likely bring further delays. With 6% of total corn acres planted by April 16th, progress fell 3 percentage points short of the five-year average. And over the next 10 days, the National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center is predicting normal to cooler temps in the eastern Corn Belt and normal to above average precip in all areas of the U.S. except the Southwest. The American Farm Bureau Federation's new market intel website says the potential for additional corn planting delays remain because of the wet forecast. USDA currently projects U.S. farmers to plant 4 million fewer corn acres in the 2017-18 crop year at 89.9 million acres total. AFBF says significant weather complications due to excessive moisture that delay or slow planting could ultimately lead to even fewer corn acres being planted, adding that weather will continue to play a critical role in the coming weeks as farmers seek to plant this year's corn crop. Well, although we might be behind that five-year average, we're still on track for timely planting in this area of the Midwest. Local CHS agronomy manager Reagan Weir says mid-April is a great time to be planting corn, and farmers are sitting in a pretty good spot.
Yes, it has been that start and stop, and by area, Katie, it's in the shipment area itself, we're going pretty strong right now. It dried out fairly well over the last few days, and farmers are probably progressing 10 to 15% per day of their planting on corn. As you go north, though, on Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, we had probably a little better than a half inch in the Carlinville area. And as you get up towards Louder, I think they had an inch in some areas. So, you know, those areas are still a little bit wet. We're trying to spray and knock some weeds down, but still having to pick our spots up there and not that much planting going very strongly there. I think as you go west for us in Jersey County and in Greene County, they're going fairly well there again. And as you go east, they're picking up really well in the Litchfield area and starting to open up and go stronger. And as well to the south in Pocahontas, you know, in Madison and Bond counties, they're picking up and going pretty strong right now too. So, you know, we're probably at the point now where in our, except for the northern areas, we're probably picking up 10% planting, you know, every day, you know, of corn being put in.
You know, today it's April 19th, so I guess I'd say we're still in mid-April. So are we concerned about, you know, getting in too late, or are we still sitting in a pretty good spot?
No, we're in a really good spot. If you could throw a dart at a calendar, April 19th is a wonderful place to hit and plant corn. You know, the only thing that guys look at is the weather and the forecast of rain for the weekend, and you know it's revving them up, and they're going pretty strong, trying to get as much in before significant rainfalls would hit and have a potential to seal over a planted crop or something. But they're going pretty well on that. We actually even have just a few guys that will wind up, you know, planting their corn in some of our areas this week, and then they'll wonder about planting beans or not too. So some of them are looking at their spraying also. We talked a little bit about weeds and some of those with the early, the February temperatures, you know, the weeds got going fairly well. The guys that put the fall treatments on are really pleased with those for corn and beans both. The ones that didn't do that are looking at having to work the fields maybe an extra time or two just to prepare an adequate seed bed. So they're pretty busy trying to get prepared for finishing up some planting or getting starting planting or wherever they're at in their cycle. They're trying to get to the next step.
Well, it sounds like we have weeds, but we've got some pretty good control methods to get rid of them, and hopefully that's not going to be a huge issue. Do we have any concerns about insects, whether that's going to be affecting the seed in the ground or after, you know, in its early stages, or is it too early to even say anything about that yet?
Well, not really, and in corn especially with cutworms, you know, so well, we have a lot of areas that are hit pretty severely every year with cutworms, and when you have a rapid green up and a lot of green tissue and weeds out there for cutworms to moths to fly in and lay their eggs on. That's always a concern, you know, and we have had these real strong winds out of the south, and that's a prime time for them. So, you know, I'd say that if, as guys are putting their treatments out there, they may want to think about putting a treatment with an insecticide in for cutworms, or make sure that they're scouting very vigilantly so they make sure they don't lose stand to cutworms. We still expect them to be probably active the first week of May. So, you know, we're first week or two of May, I'd say. So we're a ways from that, but, you know, be on the watch out for those.
Sure. Well, good advice there. I guess the other issue that I've heard being talked about amongst farmers, and I've asked some local farmers about it, we were worried there for a little while that we were going to be too dry. Now that we've had all this rain, most farmers are feeling pretty good about the moisture in the ground. Your thoughts on that, Reagan?
Yeah, I think we probably didn't get completely the field capacity like we normally would in the spring, but we did recharge those pretty adequately. And as you watch the drought monitors, that kind of regressed out of our area. So, yeah, we're feeling pretty good about the early start. We'd certainly take some dry weather to let those plants root down and go down looking for moisture and not have it too saturated for them. But I'd say right now we're in pretty good shape.
Well, sounds great. Reagan, thanks so much. Final thoughts or advice for farmers listening as we are rolling into planting season full force?
Well, just always try to stay safe and not take shortcuts. I know with the weather forecasts the way they are, we get in a hurry, but just, you know, practice all the right safety steps and have a safe spring planting season.
Reagan Weir of CHS, and we'll be back with more after these messages. Looking at World Ag News, Brazil has indicted 63 people for their role in a corruption scheme within the nation's Ministry of Agriculture. Drover's Cattle Network reports the charges allege federal auditors at meat processing facilities took bribes for years in exchange for fraudulent sanitary permits. Suspects in the case are charged with falsifying medical records and certificates, tampering with food products, conspiracy, and corruption. Allegations also include selling spoiled meat and injecting water to sell poultry at higher prices. Police also reported that the producers under investigation used chemical ingredients in quantities far above the legally permitted amount to, quote, disguise the physical aspect or smell of rotten meat. Brazil is the world's largest beef exporter, but after the investigation was announced, the nation saw exports drop to nearly zero within a week. Most export sales have resumed since. The U.S. Department of Agriculture last month said none of the slaughter or processing facilities implicated in the Brazilian scandal had shipped meat products to the United States. Well, and speaking of Brazil, there is an online petition seeking a ban on beef imports to the U.S. from Brazil. Posted on the White House's We the People website, the petition cites Brazil's tainted meat scandal and asking the administration to ban unsafe imports from Brazil until all beef in the U.S. is sold with a country of origin label. Food Safety News reports the petition was filed April 13th with the goal of collecting 100,000 signatures in 30 days to get a response from the Trump administration. The online petition states, this petition will benefit the largest segment of American agriculture, the U.S. cattle industry, as well as protect American consumers. The petition is backed by the Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund. The fund has long been a supporter of country of origin meat labeling. However, Congress in 2015 voted to take the U.S. Cool Law off the books after the World Trade Organization approved trade retaliations by Mexico and Canada of more than $1 billion as a result of the law. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.